Hello, and welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Army National Guard veteran Jessica Harris. Jessica is the founder and pack leader of Canine Salute. Canine Salute is an all-natural dog treat company with a mission to honor and give back to our canine heroes that serve in the military, law enforcement, fire, search and rescue, and those that provide the many services to their two-legged companions. Canine Salute supports fellow veterans in the agricultural industry by sourcing ingredients to use in their treats from American farmers. Jessica is also a city leader for Bunker Labs, helping veterans and military spouses start and grow businesses. Canine Salute won the 2018 Bob Evans Farms Heroes to CEOs contest and the 2018 American Small Business Championship by SCORE and Sam's Club. We are privileged to hear about Jessica's transition from the Army National Guard after 20 plus years of service, her journey to starting Canine Salute, along with her advice and insights to other veterans. So Jessica, thank you so much for your time today. I'm so looking forward to hearing this message and what you're doing for our canine companions is just so important. They don't get enough attention. So tell us about your transition out of the Army National Guard and the path that led to Canine Salute and starting your own business.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for having me. I'm really excited to be doing this. So I joined the Washington Army National Guard in 1995, my senior year of high school. And the original plan was get some money for college, serve for 6 years, and call it a day. And a little over 20 years later, I decided to call it quits. So that wasn't in the plan. So the first 10 years of my career, I did the traditional weekend warrior status, as we call it, 1 week a month, 2 weeks in the summer. And then about 9 years, 9-10 years in, I ended up taking a full-time position within the National Guard. And I worked for our state's counter-drug task force. And so did kind of some fun things through that for the last half of my career that I was active guard. I ran our state's substance abuse program for both the Army and the Air National Guard. And then we also had a schoolhouse. And so I got to teach trauma management courses to different law enforcement agencies, local agencies within Washington State, and oftentimes Border Patrol up on our southern and northern borders. So between doing that and working with some of the local law enforcement agencies, I got the opportunity to be around some of the canine handlers. And I'm a big dog lover. And just through that, I have a real passion for working dogs specifically. And so my time kind of as a medic within the Guard and then just working around the dogs, I really wanted to be able to provide something, a service or something for these dogs that often are just kind of forgotten a little bit, and people don't realize how important they are within the mission day to day within the military or the law enforcement community. So to step back a little bit, my transition out of the service was actually pretty easy. So that's often when we hear that service members struggle. They don't know what they're going to do after they leave the military. And I ended up getting what I thought was a pretty great job at the University of North Carolina. And so I moved across the country from Washington State to North Carolina in 2014 as I was transitioning off of my active duty orders right before I retired. And I was working there as the administrative director of cardiac and vascular surgery and thought that's what I wanted to do. And I was going to go back to school and get my MBA. And about 10 months later, and oddly enough, 5 weeks after I closed on a house, I was laid off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that plan didn't go like it was supposed to. But that was okay. I thought things were going to be fine. I got this job with no problem as I was transitioning out of the service. I was now living in the Research Triangle Park in the Raleigh-Durham area. A ton of, great companies, huge global corporations, three major universities. I thought, I will probably have a job next month. I'm going to be totally fine. And what a lot of people don't know is that I was actually unemployed for 15 months. Wow. I had applied to close to 300 jobs within that time frame and was just getting nothing. So at that point, that year after, things definitely got pretty bad. In the meantime, though, I did kind of have this business idea. Even before I started Canine Salute, there was actually another business I was working on before I left the military. And so when I transitioned, I did the entrepreneurial track through the military. And, you know, rather than figuring out how to write a resume and all that, I thought, I have this business idea and it's eventually what I want to go do. It was a business still related around dogs, but it was more of a brick and mortar type of a business. And so actually it was going to be an indoor dog park and beer garden, because that sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, especially in the Northwest originally when I was thinking of doing it with our weather, but then I was living in the South. So I thought, hey, it's really hot here. So this still would be a really great idea.
Sure.
But I kind of started getting some cold feet with a more of a brick and mortar type of a business. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay in North Carolina, if I would eventually move back home. And so I kind of just took a step back and paused with that. And then in January of 2016, I was reading Dogster magazine, which 3 years later I was actually featured in. So that was kind of a full circle moment. But
very cool.
I was sitting there reading the magazine, and the fourth police canine of that month was killed in the line of duty on January 19th. Canine Ogre from Texas. And by the end of January, so just January of 2016, there were eight police canines killed in the line of duty.
Oh,
and
my
by
gosh.
The end of that year, there were 36.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I remember the night Ogre was killed, and, you know, it seemed like that month there was just one after another, you know, every few days. And I remember looking at all these pet products in this dog magazine and just inundated with products, and everything kind of looks the same. And, you know, and I just remember thinking, you know, why are some of these products more special than others? Or how, you know, just trying to even look at it from a business perspective of how are these businesses growing and getting out there. And something just kind of came to mind of, I want to do something to find a way to honor and remember these dogs, give back in some way, but how can I do that? I didn't really want to start a nonprofit. You know, there's plenty of those out there.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I want to make money. I want to have a business that I can grow. And so I thought, okay, what if we do dog treats? And then on the packaging, feature the dog somehow. And once that kind of got in my head, I mean, my wheels, they just started turning. And so, but then reality set in and I was like, okay, how do you even make dog treats? Now what? I have no idea what to do. So I just kind of went, you know, full force into that once I kind of got this idea, and over the next couple months, really kind of figured out a plan for what turned into Canine Salute and started contacting some of these police departments that had lost dogs and, you know, kind of even just throwing my idea at them and, hey, what do you guys think of this? And then getting permission to feature their dog on some of the treat bags. And I just received tremendous support and feedback. Everyone loved it. I mean, I've never had a handler say, no, you know, please don't feature my dog on your bag. And so that's essentially how Canine Salute was born. And oddly enough, Canine Ogre, who was killed January 19th, the night I got the idea, he is on one of the bags. So
Aww.
Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, pretty special. And so it really kind of just snowballed from there. And I started putting a business plan together. And about 3 months later, I was still very much in the idea phase. But a local business competition in North Carolina had opened up. And I thought, oh, there's no way I can apply for this. I don't even really have products yet. I just kind of have this idea. And yeah. I saw it, and there was only a week left until it closed. And I thought, I will just kick myself if I just don't at least try. Mm-hmm. And got my packet together, had to have the bulk of my business plan put together. Luckily, my mom is an accountant in a former life, so she was able to do all of my financial projections and everything for me.
Awesome.
And yeah, and ended up hand carrying my packet to the business holding the contest, got it there 30 minutes before it ended at 5 o'clock on that Friday.
Wow.
And never really thought anything of it. I was like, you know what, if anything, it forced me to really put my business plan together.
Sure.
Let's go back and revise, but you know, at least we really got things started. And the next week I got a phone call from them saying that I was one of the three finalists that
wow.
were chosen. And so I kind of sat there. I was like, really? Okay. Maybe they didn't have a lot of people apply. I don't know. And so, and then from there, the winner was chosen, after a week of public voting. So that's how the winner was ultimately determined. And I ended up, someone contacted a local news station. I got a news story with the local news in North Carolina. And, you know, of course, just friends and family everywhere, just, you know, coming to my aid and sharing on social media and voting every day. And I ended up winning at the very, I mean, minutes to go. It kept going back and forth, I remember, with myself and another business. And at 5 o'clock, the voting shut down. And I did a final refresh on my computer. And I ended up winning by 9 votes.
Wow. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. And so what I ended up winning was I basically won a guaranteed business loan. And I had applied for $50,000. And so 3 months after I got the idea, I got a $50,000 business loan to start the business. And I thought,
well,
I guess I have a business now. So let's figure this out. And yeah, and the year or two after that, you know, I really went all in. And last year again, won a couple other business contests that you had mentioned earlier, the American Small Business Championship with Sam's Club and Score, mm-hmm. and the Bob Evans Farms Heroes to CEOs contest as well.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about that one and kind of what that entailed for you apply. But first, I want to go back to a couple of things that you said. I love that you mentioned that in the Guard, some of the time you spent was teaching and educating and working with local law enforcement and local agencies. I think that not enough people understand what the Guard does, mm-hmm. and even our active duty military, that part of the job is diplomacy and helping communities grow. It's not just being on the front lines in a war situation, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm just happy that you brought that up. And I also agree with you that the sad part of reality is the canine troops, you know, they don't get mm-hmm. Enough attention, and they do, I mean, they go in to find bombs, you know, they're the first
yeah,
ones
they go
out
in
there,
first.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, again, I don't think enough people know this. So I'm so happy that, you know, we're having this interview and being able to share this information. So do tell
yeah.
us a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. Well, just to go back, I mean, you know, that's one thing I loved about the Guard. And I remember the year before I enlisted, we had really bad fires in Eastern Washington. and to where, you know, our family, we were evacuated. A lot of my friends were evacuated from their homes. And I remember seeing the National Guard come through our town, and I was like, huh, that's kind of cool. What, I wonder what they do. And, you know, I mean, so that's kind of how I really even looked into it. And what I really enjoyed was, you know, it was more of a community service type of a mission. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously that changed after 9/11 and the mission right. of the Guard Reserves, you know, drastically changed, and we've all deployed, and, you know, which is fine. It's made, I think, the active duty military, you know, look at the Guard and Reserves in a different light as well, and things that we're able to provide. But
yep, absolutely.
I really love the, you know, besides our global mission, just the mission we have within our local community as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Bob Evans Farms Heroes to CEOs contest, and a little bit mm-hmm. about Bunker Labs as well.
Sure. So the Bob Evans Farms in 2016, they created a program called Our Farm Salutes. And that's just their commitment to supporting service members, veterans, and their families, whether it's through volunteerism, strategic partnerships, grant opportunities, or just awareness and donations. The Heroes to CEOs program, they started in 2017. And that is a business contest for veteran-owned businesses. And that prize is a $25,000 grant and a mentoring session from Dame and John from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So I applied the first year. I applied in 2017. And, you know, you have to submit a video and not your entire business plan, but big chunks of your business plan through different questions they ask. And I didn't win the first year, obviously, and I spent so much time on it and, you know, my video, making everything perfect. And I saw it come around the second year. And so in 2018, I was selected as one of the three winners. And it's funny kind of looking back on it, because the first year I spent so much time perfecting this video and editing it so that it was just perfect. And the second year, I remember I was really sick the week prior. I was trying to get it done before the deadline. And I thought, whatever, I just need to get this video. It was me and my dog sitting on a couch, and I'm just talking at my camera. It wasn't, you know, the year prior, I kind of had my canine salute operations behind me, the American flag. I mean, it was very dramatic. And yeah, but, you know, the second year I applied, I had then been in business for an additional year. And so I think really the bulk of it is, and I think that's where a lot of people get caught up in these business contests, is making these videos so perfect versus really the nuts and bolts of your business and the questions that you have to answer. And so my business had changed a lot that year. And I think I was much more competitive. Okay. So, yeah, so I was selected as one of three winners last year. And it's just great. What I want to say about the Bob Evans Farms organization is the things that they do for the military and the veteran community, it's not lip service like a lot of companies and organizations do things, you know, just around Veterans Day. They're doing things all year, and they're such an incredible team, and they're so genuine and just helpful of all of us. And once the contest ends, what's really cool about it is they don't just give you the money and, well, thanks, you know, thanks a lot and good luck.
Yeah.
They really stick with all of the winners throughout the time. Even the people, the three winners from the first year, I mean, they still help them in various things. They include us, you know, in different events. This time last year, around Thanksgiving, they did a partnership with Alfonso Ribeiro, who played Carlton on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So
they did this Thanksgiving promotion with him, and they flew a few of us out there for this Hollywood Thanksgiving Day photo shoot. And I mean, it was just a lot of fun, and you know, did this big photo shoot at his house. And so it's just a lot of little things like that where they continue to promote our business and you know, help us with different marketing or PR aspects, you know, and a lot of things that at that level we wouldn't be able to afford as a small business,
right?
You know, to get out there on the national level. So
exactly.
So while the money is great, obviously, and it's a grant, so you don't have to pay it back, which is nice. you know, it's really the partnerships that they have, you know, and then of course, just that one-on-one time that we all get with Dame and John.
Sure.
You know, which is very, very special. And he really kind of digs into your business, and he makes you think about things that you might not be thinking of. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then this year they held the contest again. They changed it up a little bit. Instead of three $25,000 grant winners, they chose the top three, and then they flew a few of us back to New York, and they did almost kind of a Shark Tank style competition with the top three.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. And so we got to ask questions of the entrepreneurs, and then just one winner was selected to win a $30,000 grant. So they changed it up a little bit, but it was a lot of fun. And as far as I know, they're doing another competition in 2020. So so people can go out to the Our Farm Salutes website and kind of keep up to date on that.
That's awesome. Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. That is wonderful. And mm-hmm. I having looked at those kind of things for my business, it is a lot of work to put those things together and to know exactly what you want to say and what message you want to put out there. But you're mm-hmm. right. Even if you don't win, it does help you when you're putting that stuff together. So I definitely encourage other entrepreneurs, veterans who are thinking of going down that path to do so. Even if you don't mm-hmm. win,
yeah,
because it
absolutely
definitely will be teaching moments. So
yeah,
awesome.
And there's a couple I have applied for, you know, and you don't win them all, but they always make you look at your business in different ways. Another
absolutely.
Just quick thing I forgot because I'm actually going out to get some today. So the other really cool thing that Bob Evans does is they feature the winners on their food packaging that's in grocery stores.
Oh,
so,
awesome!
Yeah, so it's their mac and cheese and their mashed potatoes, and you can find the packages easily. It's got a purple label on it, which has the Our Farm Salutes label. And then the winners, there's a little feature on the back with our photo and some information about our business. So again, I mean, free national
right?
marketing
yeah.
essentially for all of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Which yeah, is expensive and
exactly.
yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us, how can people get involved or support Canine Salute?
So, well, the biggest way is to buy treats.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, really the challenge right now, you know, being only in business for a few years is just growing the brand so that people are familiar with it. And so that we can get competitive with other well-known brands. So that is, you know, that's something that you kind of learn along the way. You think that, oh, I have this wonderful idea and everyone's going to know I exist and love my products. And it certainly is not that easy. So
yeah, I am finding that out myself.
Yeah, it takes a little bit longer than you plan. So, yeah, it's just, you know, getting the word out there. You know, I do donate 10% of my profits also to designated canine organizations. So there's that. People can feel good that, you know, a small portion of their money is going to a good cause. And yeah, just getting the word out there, buying the treats, telling people about it. Another really good thing to do, you know, getting into retail is really difficult. And if people have, you know, kind of their favorite local pet store or something, you know, popping in and talking to the employees there and, oh, hey, do you carry Canine Salute treats by any chance? And, oh, no,
yeah.
What's that? Yeah, so I definitely, I have friends that have done that, and so just things like that, getting the word out there about the brand.
That's awesome. Yeah, we will definitely do that. My daughter has a little mini schnauzer. So we will be getting some treats for her. So that's
Thank
awesome.
you.
So your transition out, when you mentioned at first it was you thought it was going to be great. You got the job fairly easily, and then you went through what most and quite a few, the majority of veterans go through, is that period of time where it's nothing and you're like, what's happening, what's going on? So tell us your best piece of advice for that transitioning service member or veteran about to experience that or in the throes of it right now.
So start preparing much sooner than you think. When I knew I was transitioning off of active duty orders, so that was September of 2014. So around January, February, I started looking at jobs out there, seeing, okay, what do I want to do? And started throwing some resumes out there and just nothing. I mean, I wasn't getting any hits, and I wasn't really applying myself that hard, and I thought, oh, this is going to be super easy. People are going to see I have 20 years of military service, and probably everyone's going to want to hire me. And quite honestly, most people really don't care. You have to start preparing a couple years out because it goes so fast. I tell a lot of people that if you want to get your education, then that's absolutely the time to do it. It's not for everyone if that's not what you want to do, but to really be competitive in the civilian world nowadays, you just have to have a four-year degree in anything practically. It doesn't even matter. So take advantage of the GI Bill and the time you have to work on your education. You really have to brace yourself for a major shift in the culture where, in the military, we have much more of a team focus. That's how we train, how we fight and survive. And what I learned more in the civilian sector is that jobs tend to be much more individualistic. And it's more about the individual above the group, which is often valued more. That's not everywhere, but it is easy to see that in a lot of places. So it's also easy to really lose that sense of purpose that, we hear so many veterans talk about when they leave is, I don't have that sense of purpose anymore. And I really experienced that definitely probably about a year after. When I got out, I was actually pretty excited. I was like, there's this whole new world out there, and let's go do all these cool things. And then reality does kind of set in, and I was also across the country from my family and friends. But you have to get to a point where you can't get lost in that of the military is all I know, it's all I'm good at, because there is so much more to life out there than just the military and what we did. And so go be great at something else. The military is just one part of who we are. There's so many other things that veterans are good at and capable of. So be thankful for that service and what we learn from it and the skills that we have that so many other people don't have. And put that to your advantage. The other big piece of advice I would say is really start networking. Our network is all of the same people, that we knew in the service. And so if there's a certain career field that maybe someone is interested in, start going to different events and networking events, kind of surrounding those things that interest you, and really just be a sponge. Get away from people that aren't part of the military community. And you really just have to learn to be uncomfortable, which, really is the only way to grow. So it wasn't until I started going to events that were outside of veteran events. Now, veteran events are my favorite, of course, and I will always go to them, but I definitely still try to go to things that aren't so focused on the veteran community, and just you know, you have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Right.
And again, going back to there is more to the world and life than our military service.
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, it's really kind of the mission for us at Veterans Ascend. We're really helping service members take what their skills are and mm-hmm. take that to a new industry, take that to a new occupation, but be proud of those skills because you earned them, you worked hard mm-hmm. for them, and you're good at it.
Absolutely.
You know, so just take that and find now where your next adventure will take you. So mm-hmm. so kind of turning that around then, if they want to go down the entrepreneur track like you did and they're mm-hmm. interested in starting their own company, what would you recommend to put their best foot forward in that venue?
Mm-hmm. So if you have that idea, you know, really dig into that business plan. Now you hear a lot of people say, and I've heard this over the last few years of, oh, you don't need a business plan, you don't need one. And I tend to disagree with that. And mm-hmm. it, to me though, a business plan is always evolving too. And, you know, some aspects of that business plan you might not really use a lot or you might not need. But that really, I think, is the best way to understand so many aspects of your business. And so I think, you know, learning how to do that is important. And don't pay someone to do it. There's so many services where you can pay someone to do it. I spent months doing it. I mean, heck, probably really close to a year of mm-hmm. till I felt like it was final. So I think that's really important. And then, you know, figure out what you're good at, what you're not. I hate accounting, so hire someone. Right. I just want to see what the numbers are. I don't want to actually do them, you know. And you know, be prepared for nothing to go as planned. Of course, it's going to take much longer than you expect. You're not going to be a millionaire after a year in business, like I think we all maybe think that might happen.
Right.
So it's going to take a lot longer and generally much more money than you think.
Yes.
And then finally, you know, you have to find mentors. You cannot do this alone. And then of course, so this would be my big plug for Bunker Labs. You know, Bunker Labs, I know we didn't really talk about it earlier, but so Bunker Labs is a national nonprofit that helps veterans and military service members and spouses start and grow businesses. So I became involved in Bunker Labs right around the time I got the idea for Canine Salute. So they were just launching the chapter in the Raleigh-Durham area. And I literally Googled veteran entrepreneurs in Raleigh. And this event came up called Startup Veterans. And it was kind of the prequel to what turned into the Bunker Labs Raleigh-Durham chapter. So I went to this event. And that right there was the absolute turning point, both professionally and just personally, the people that I met and the friendships and the connections that I made there. And then a few months later, it officially became the Bunker Labs Raleigh-Durham chapter. And so from 2016 up until I moved away from North Carolina just 6 months ago and am living now back in my home state of Washington, I went to, I think, every single event except two that they had there. And that was where I really just developed my network of other veteran entrepreneurs, other entrepreneurs just within that business community. And then also where I got my mentors. I mean, you absolutely have to have mentorship from people that have done this. And because it really is not as easy as I think people think it's going to be. And I think too, especially now, and I've noticed once you're kind of really involved in the entrepreneurial world, it seems like everyone is that nowadays, or you just hear this word like tossed out so much now. And you're like, well, what does that really mean to be an entrepreneur? And so it's important to not get so hung up on that word and find those business people that have started businesses and grown them and sold them and even failed at them, because those are the lessons that we all need to learn. And, you know, and there's so many things within my business that I've had a lot of really cool wins and successes along the way, but man, that's such a small percentage of mm-hmm. the things that are actually happening behind the scenes and the ways I have failed. But then you pivot and you figure out what's not working. You know, ways that I wish I would have invested my money differently from that first business contest I won, and, you know, put $10,000 into something else versus a bunch of equipment mm-hmm. that now I'm trying to sell. So, mm. you know, but it's through having really great mentors, and you need a few. And it's really through those mentorships and partnerships that will help make you successful. But yes, absolutely, Bunker Labs. I can't, you know, talk about them enough and say enough good things. They've been probably the absolute just one constant that has always been there and that has helped me along the way. And then, of course, I became a city leader for the Raleigh-Durham chapter June of last year. And then when I moved back to the Seattle-Tacoma area, a couple of their city leaders were transitioning out. And so I'm a city leader for the Seattle chapter now. And that's another great thing about the Bunker Labs community is it's not just your local community that you have access to. It's really this nationwide network of resources and partnerships and mentors. And if you don't have something within your local community that you need, then I guarantee you that your city leaders in whatever city you need will be able to put you in touch with the right people somewhere else within the country.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So a couple of things. I definitely agree with you on the business plan because it's almost a roadmap of your business. And mm-hmm. You're planning on any obstacles you may think you're going to encounter. But like you said, anything you plan for, something's going to happen. And mm-hmm. but at least if you've got those thoughts down, you can know how to pivot rather, you know, quickly or as you need to. I absolutely mm-hmm. agree on the mentors. And I think what I would like the veterans to hear is that, you know, we're not good at asking for help necessarily, right?
Oh, because I'm horrible at it.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're the strong ones. We're the ones helping people. So
exactly.
when you have to turn that around and you have to ask for help. So I would encourage and just really, you know, press that point that you find those mentors. People want to help other businesses
yes.
succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's not that you're just asking for help. I still, when I have a great mentor, I actually met in Raleigh, and he has just been absolutely wonderful. And I mm-hmm. almost feel guilty that I'm taking up time, but he gets so much out of helping me and helping
right.
my business, right? So definitely do that. Love Bunker Labs. I hear that they're opening new chapters. I just heard Charlotte is opening. Other chapters
they just launched.
Opening.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So definitely get involved with Bunker Labs. So awesome. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for continuing to serve our veteran community and our canine community and for all that you're doing. We appreciate you sharing these great insights with us today. And we definitely wish you much continued success with all that you're doing. And listeners, for more information on Canine Salute, and especially to order their great dog treats for the holidays and beyond, please visit their website at www.caninesalute.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.